This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I with the Adi Thiruvadirai festival at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. He will release a commemorative coin honoring one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. Our correspondent has the details.
The fitting celebration in honor of the great king Rajendra Chola I by the Ministry of Culture through the Adi Thiruvadirai festival from 23rd July will conclude today. The concluding ceremony will be graced by the Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi. The event hosted at the iconic Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu, which was once the capital of Cholas for more than a quarter of a millennium. Today's celebration also marks the 100 years of his maritime expedition to Southeast Asia and the construction of the UNESCO listed Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple. The Adi Thiruvadirai Festival 2025 offers a majestic tribute to the enduring legacy of Rajendra Chola I and the cultural brilliance of the Chola dynasty. Chidambaranathan for Akashvani News.
Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Thoothukudi in Tamil Nadu last night after returning from the Maldives. The projects will significantly enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure, and improve the quality of life for citizens across Tamil Nadu. These initiatives span across key sectors including airports, highways, ports, railways, and critical power sector advancements. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the historic free trade agreement signed between India and the United Kingdom during his overseas tour.
विदेश प्रवास के दौरान भारत और इंग्लैंड के बीच ऐतिहासिक फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुआ है। ये भारत पर दुनिया के बढ़ते भरोसे और भारत के नए आत्मविश्वास का प्रतीक है। इसी आत्मविश्वास से हम विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, विकसित तमिलनाडु बनाएंगे।
Mr. Modi said that infrastructure and energy form the backbone of any state's development, and over the past 11 years, the sustained focus on these sectors reflects the priority accorded to Tamil Nadu's progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emerged as the world's most popular democratic leader with a 75% approval rating, according to a recent global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, which reflects public sentiment collected between July 4 and 10, 2025, shows Mr. Modi well ahead of his global counterparts. This recognition for Mr. Modi also coincides with another milestone in his political journey. Yesterday, he had completed 4,079 days in office, surpassing Indira Gandhi to become India's second longest-serving prime minister in an uninterrupted term. Mr. Modi is behind only the country's first prime minister, Jawaharlal Nehru. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranadhil Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials and biomedical equipment. IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. The weather agency said that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining Ghat areas during the next 3 days. And in chess, first game in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Batumi, Georgia last evening. Divya was playing with white, while Koneru was on the board with black. And that is the end of this news bulletin.